realize that becoming more responsible and more trustworthy with our belongings is truly a unique way to give God glory. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. All right, we are starting on a new book, and we are going through the book of Hosea. And today's devotion is called Possessions for His Kingdom. And today's morning rinse is Hosea 1 through 3. It's a pretty short book, and we are on April 25th. The featured verses include Hosea 2, 8, and 9. For she does not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore, I will take back my grain at harvest time and my new wine in its season. I will also take away my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. The love story of Gomer and Hosea is, I guess the best word that I could come up with is the word incomprehensible. So it's incomprehensible to most people. It's a story of the marital unfaithfulness and the prostitution of Gomer, followed by the incredible forgiveness that Hosea gave her. During the season of Gomer's sin, we read that she used the possessions that were given to her in very irresponsible and very sinful ways. And those possessions actually were blessings given to her by Hosea while they were married. And they were a picture of the blessings that are given to us by God. Peering into the life of Gomer, it is easy to judge how she abused the blessings and all of the gifts that were given to her. And yet, the question, as the reflection of our stories always come about every single day in this devotion, are we guilty of this very thing in our lives? I'm not saying prostitution and that lifestyle. I'm talking about abusing the blessings and the gifts that are given to us. It's a hard question. It's a very hard question. Do we take blessings that are given to us, such as our money and our time and our marital possessions, and do we ever use them in ways that do not advance God's kingdom? Do we buy things that we really shouldn't? Do we use our money in ways that really don't edify God? Do we spend our time doing things that we really shouldn't be doing? Do we waste time doing things? Do we actually spend our tithe money towards anything other than giving it back to God? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, then we are advancing the wrong kingdom with the very blessings that God has given us. And just like Gomer, if we use our blessings for ways other than ways that honor God, then we may make God regret giving us those blessings. May it never be. May it never, ever be that we force God to regret blessing us. I'm going to read the featured verse again so that it kind of soaks in. For she does not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore, I will take back my grain at harvest time and my new wine in its season. I will also take away my wool and my flax given to her to cover her nakedness. She used her blessings for Baal. And I can hear God's, I don't know, there's probably a mixture of anger, of hurt. The book of Hosea highlights the relationship that God has with Israel. And, you know, when we reflect on it, we have to just ask those same questions. So today's challenge to dig deeper is to sit quietly and to scan your life with Jesus for like 5 minutes. You know, celebrate, obviously, the blessings of your life with him. And now when you're sitting there with Jesus, whether it's in your car or on your sofa or in your comfortable chair or just walking around the house talking to him, review how you've used those blessings, like how you spend your money and how you spend your time, and watch the movie screen in your mind's eye on how you use those belongings, those blessings. Is there any area that you are using your blessings and your gifts irresponsibly? Are you spending more than you should be? Are you spending your tithing? Are you doing something irresponsible? Those are things between you and him. And when we look at it from that standpoint and we judge, you know, this story, I mean, it's easy to judge the story of how Gomer acted and how an adulterer acts or somebody who's being unfaithful. But when we look at it from the standpoint of this mirroring picture in this story of how, you know, this story was really written and in kind of comparison to God's relationship with the Israelites, we can throw ourselves in there as well. And are we ever, you know, idolizing or doing something that puts that thing above God? It's a hard question, but the challenge is to acknowledge it, to become aware of those things and ask God what changes you need to make. You may already know those changes, or maybe you're in the straight and narrow and you can't think of anything else. Well, maybe God's going to lay somebody on your heart to pray for, to really get this same enlightening. We're not perfect, you know? So if there's anything at all that your mind's eye will show you about how you spend or treat your blessings and your belongings, then really talk to God about it. And when you pull out your journal after you've had that conversation with him and you're reflecting on this, realize that becoming more responsible and more trustworthy with our belongings is truly a unique way to give God glory. And so that reflection would be to just answer the question of what changes did you make to use all of your blessings for God's kingdom? And the part that's making me smile right now is the fact that it is so exciting to walk this journey, and it's so exciting to have the ability to grow in this area and realize that, God, you gave me all of the things. Like, say, for instance, a house. God's given you the provision to pay rent or to purchase a home, and you have, you know, your home, and it could be paid off or whatever, but you have a house, whether, you know, whatever you're living in right now, you have a house. So I know that I've talked about using your home for his glory, like, you know, whether it's tithing your home or putting stakes around your property, praying over your property. There's all kinds of things that we can do because, you know, having a home, whether you own it or not, it is still something that God's blessed you with. You have shelter over your family. Yet so many times we forget that God wants us to use our home for his glory. So maybe God's reminding you, have some people over, fix a meal, encourage them. Like, what can we do to encourage the body of Christ? Well, we have a home and we can host parties. We can do bunko night or couples night or, you know, a potluck night or bringing people over to watch, you know, the Chiefs game. There's so many things, because it's not just about going to church and preaching the gospel. Yes, that is important to be around those people. But when we bring people into our home and celebrate the things that are going on inside of our hearts and celebrate those moments, we are giving to them in ways that we will never know, you know, and you could be a blessing beyond what you even can think or imagine. and to use your home that way, especially if God is asking you specifically to do things with your property or with your possessions or with those blessings, when we don't obey, isn't that the same thing as being irresponsible? Isn't that the same thing that, you know, when someone treats their blessings irresponsibly or using it for the reasons that we want to use it for, isn't that putting our reasoning above God's reasoning and therefore we're idolizing our reasoning? And so therefore, isn't that a form of Baal? I mean, I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's something that we all have to look at. And I've said this before about idolizing. And, you know, my friend's pastor said that when we're jealous of others, they just have more of the idol than what I have. So, I mean, just encouraging you to really reflect on your life and really reflect on the things that God is asking of you for the possessions that He has given you. How are you going to use them? How are you going to use your belongings? Because it truly is a unique way to give God glory when we use them. And I hope that this encourages you to think outside the box. Think outside the box on how you can use your possessions and the blessings that God has given you. Maybe it's donating some time to a cause, or maybe it's donating a little bit of money to, you know, help a cause, or whatever that is. Maybe it's helping that single mom. I don't know. But I know that God will speak to you about how to use our possessions a little bit more effectively for His kingdom. And if you do not have my devotional, go to the show notes. The link is in the show notes. And I look forward to hearing your progress as well as reading your comments in the Facebook group called Rinse, Reflect, Repeat. And I also truly do love reading those comments. And so I hope today inspired you. I truly hope that you are encouraged and that you're challenged as well. This is the whole reason why we're, you know, reading this and reading those challenges. So until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.